Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Right, getting into today's podcast, and we had to continue on Chime Time that we started yesterday because of a second date update. Where are you the outgoing one in your relationship, or are you in a relationship with somebody who's outgoing? Who is the life of the party? And your responses are in this podcast. You'll also hear my kids make an appearance as their school's about to let out this week, and some words of encouragement from our country superstars like Luke Combs, Jameson Rogers, to the class of 2022, all in this show that starts right now. So, you know, every morning we come in here, it's some national something day, right? National Smile Day, National Slice of Pie Day, whatever it is. Today, it's National No Dirty Dishes Day. So, can we send some love out to all of you dishwashers out there? Whether you work at the breakfast joints, lunch, dinner, whatever it is. I remember one of my first jobs at a restaurant. I remember passing the dishwasher, and the dude was just always so happy. I don't even remember his name. But always happy, always in a great mood, even though that job itself, you know, you don't get the recognition that, say, a chef does, or that somebody who's out there on the dining room table floor does. But to you this morning, from Obie and Ashley, we just want to send some love to all of you dishwashers. Without you, the job does not get done. We do not have our flatware and special tableware to eat from. So to you this morning, from Obie, Ashley, those of us here at K-Nation, the national anthem out to you dishwashers. Obie, Ashley, K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. Going to be another hot day today. Also remember that we've got your money coming up at 8 o'clock with that keyword for you to text in to win. Now, we just had a second date update that's going to turn into a Chime Time. Are you with the life of the party after that second date update with Kristen, who was booty clapping and dancing all kinds of provocatively? I don't know why that sticks out of my head.
Because that's what he said. He used those words about her dance moves.
Dropping it low, bringing it up slow.
Yeah, and he was embarrassed, which honestly, I don't think that my husband would be thrilled if I were doing that. I also don't think that I would be completely sober. It would definitely take a lot of drinks, probably, if I were behaving that way.
That's funny, but it did get us talking about, are you the life of the party?
Hi.
Hey, who's this? Where are you from?
Maryland, from College Park.
Okay.
You sound like the life of the party.
Yeah, you do.
Well, I've been told that, but it's not like what that girl was doing.
Right.
I mean, I should be a stand-up comedian, but the thing is I know exactly what he was talking about, because I've been told, you know, I have a lot of rhythm and I love to dance, but, you know, you see these girls out there trying to be so sexy and provocative, and what guy's going to want that, you know?
Yeah, we're glad you called, and yeah, that would be a little much. My husband would be horrified and probably put me in time out for a weekend.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for chiming in this morning. You do sound like the life of the party.
Oh, well, thanks.
Call us anytime.
We'll take more of those calls, too. Are you the life of the party? Are you with the life of the party? Here on K92.3, it's Chime Time. Me and Ashley, K92.3, we've still got that Chime Time going on. Appreciate your calls, 844-254-9232. As Ashley and I were talking about being the life of the party after that second date update that we played with the booty dancer. K92.3, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, so who's this? Where are you from?
Ben, I'm from Coco.
Okay, cool. Are you the life of the party, or are you married to the life of the party?
I'm with the life of the party, actually.
Okay.
We were just talking about this because I just told her that I just heard about this whole second date. I listen to y'all second date thing all the time.
That's cool.
And it's so funny to me when I hear about these second dates, and we talk about it constantly. And when I heard this one today, I thought to myself, I was like, I don't see how a guy could get with somebody who is it the life of the party. Like, I'm not a dancer, but I know that my girl is. But she's sexy. She's attractive. She's like all of the above.
So let me ask you this. Is there a time and place for it? Or would that have been like, is there any time or place that would have made you uncomfortable in that situation?
Well, so for me, it's not about being comfortable. For me, it's about letting her have some fun. So, you know, that's what it's all about. You got to make sure that you're with somebody that you can enjoy what she likes, because it's going to be the same in return. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't think like that.
Hey, that's a really good point, because you know what? She might have not meant to have been super provocative about her dance moves. She must have really liked performing those dance moves.
Right, but if she was dancing with him, now that's the thing. I don't know if he was just standing there and she was dancing on him.
He was probably shocked. But,
yeah, I mean, but I would be, I'd just be like standing there with a smile on my face.
Grin.
Yeah, this is my girl. This is the way she works. But she's just such a sweetheart in general. But at the end of the day, she's got to have fun. And that's kind of the way it works.
Love it, brother. I appreciate you chiming in, man.
I appreciate it, guys.
Call us anytime.
We've got those lines still going nuts on if you're with the life of the party or if you're the life of the party. Chime time next.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
All right, so I'll be filling in Ashley's high heel shoes with this All Access. And let's dive right into Ellen. You know, this is her final season for Ellen's show, and she's had Keith Urban, country superstar, on 20 times. Now, yesterday he blessed the show by performing for her live.
Hadn't had a smile in a little while. Ain't that right, Ellen? Huh. Ooh, 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 looks good on the sky.
So then after Keith Urban performs his monster song for Ellen, it's the gift that he gives her, which really wowed the audience, which was the guitar that he was playing was a vintage Les Paul. For those of you who don't know about guitars, that's a very expensive guitar, and it had a really cool message on it from him to Ellen.
This is a gift to you.
Dearest darling Ellen, you've been a believer in me and my music since 2004 when I first came on your show. From the bottom of my heart, I wish you the love and light on your journey ahead. Your friend always, Keith Urban. Mm.
Yeah, so again, Keith Urban, country superstar, probably his last time on Ellen's show, with Ellen's show coming to an end this season. Now, let's move on over to ABC and their executive team making a decision to invite Chris Rock to be the host of next year's Oscars, right? So it's going to be going down March 12th. And because of the 16.6 million viewers that watched this past year's Oscars, and let's rewind, it was just a few weeks ago that we all saw Will Smith smack Chris Rock across the face. Now, by this point, you've had a billion people see that moment. Now, Will Smith is not invited back to the Oscars for another 10 years. But Chris Rock, how do you feel about ABC inviting him to be on next year's Oscars? To some, it's very blatant that we can see ABC is trying to capitalize off of that hot moment. Others who think it's going to be a brilliant idea, as Chris Rock has already hosted in the past. And that night, March 12th, next year for 2023, he'll probably definitely have some interesting stuff to say on stage then, if Chris Rock agrees to ABC's offer for him to host the 2023 Oscars. Now, on a lighter note, in country, we've got Darius Rucker, who's starring in one of those fixer-up type shows. It's going to be called Rucker's Reno, and it's going to follow Darius Rucker around. He's got a team of people. They're going to restore a historic mansion in his hometown of Charleston, South Carolina, and also visit some of the area's top attractions if you were looking for a destination this summer for a getaway. Then Darius Rucker's new show may be the inspiration you were looking for. Again, it's called Rucker's Reno. It's out May 30th on the Design Network. And one last thing, just like we've been doing for the past couple of weeks, Camp K92.3, getting you on over to Luke Combs, that stadium show in Seattle. Plus, we'll throw in some Gatorland tickets. And that happens first with us at 9 a.m.
It's time. For the O-Town Showdown.
Powered by Appliance Stockade in Merritt Island.
All right, all right. Looky, looky, looky here. Looks like we've got Donna representing the fine folks over in Kissimmee. Donna?
Good morning.
Woo! Good morning, Donna. Going up against Stacy over in Port Orange. We love Port Orange. Stacy, good morning.
All right, good morning, guys.
Yeah, all right. So we got a chance to say good morning to you two. Why don't you neighbors be all amicable-like and say good morning to each other?
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so here's the way the game is played. Traditionally, I've got my beautiful co-host Ashley in here. But today, I'm going to take care of you ladies with the three questions that we have. They're not going to be too hard. It's not who's the smartest. It's who's the quickest using their sound and having the right answer. That's how you'll win. So Donna and Kissimmee, what's going to be your sound when you think you're right?
I'll do me.
Me, me, me. I like that. Pretty simple. Straight to the point. Stacy, Port Orange, what's going to be your sound when you think you're right?
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, so we got a me, 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 and a ding, ding, ding. We're ready for the O-Town Showdown. Woo! Okay, question number one. With school coming to an end this next 2 weeks, this fruit is often given to teachers.
Me?
Oh, ding, what ding, you got, Donna?
Me, me, me. Apple.
Donna, well played. All right, that's one for Kissimmee, which means, Stacy, you need one to stay in the game, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Question number two. This animal is known for its mane and being the king of the jungle.
Ding, 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 ding,
oh,
ding,
Stacy,
ding.
Stacy, what you got?
Lion.
Yeah. Love that. All right, okay, so we've got one for Kissimmee, one for Port Orange, one question left. Final question number three comes to us from that SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket that just took off minutes ago. Name the space center on the coast of Florida.
Me, 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 me.
Oh,
me,
Donna. Me, me. Donna, what you got?
Kennedy Space Center.
Congratulations, Donna. That makes you the winner of the O-Town Showdown.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. We'll get you all hooked up. Of course, you get the $50 of Burger King spending cash and then Cole Swindell's new CD. So we'll get you all hooked up with that. In the meantime, Stacy, we want this air hug. Come here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's love. That's love. Good. Ladies, thank you for participating in another edition of the O-Town Showdown.
Thank you.
K92.3.
Doing the right thing.
And Ashley in the morning.
Love, love, love this opportunity during the show to highlight people who are doing the right thing. It may instigate the right thing being done when it's your time. Let's take it to Steve Wilson. Steve Wilson here and 19 others are all fellow kidney donors who reached the summit of Mount Kilimanjaro. Okay, so if I can just say that that's the top of the tallest freestanding mountain in the world. And the reason why they did it was to raise awareness for living kidney donation. It's so important to Steve and those 19 people to share that once you donate a kidney, that doesn't mean that your life has to come to an end, that the adventures in your life have to come to a screeching halt because you donated a kidney. And here's Steve.
You don't need two kidneys to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. My name is Steve Wilson. I'm a living kidney donor. I mean, there's just no cooler thing to do than to give of yourself like that to another person that can ultimately save their life. Member of a group called Kidney Donor Athletes, and the one commonality we share is we've all donated a kidney.
Love it. That's Steve Wilson. Again, he's part of Kidney Donor Athletes, and this was all to drum up awareness that you can donate an organ as important as a kidney and still have a beautiful, fulfilled life. And again, the fact that there are more than 100,000 candidates in the nation waiting for an organ transplant. And they're saying that there's a lot of people under the misconception that you can only donate once you've passed away. So again, to Steve Wilson, the 19 others who have been so selfless to give a portion of their body, an actual portion of their body for another life to be sustained, and then taking it to the top of that mountain on top of the other athletic things they do, to Steve Wilson and the other guys and girls from Kidney Donor Athletes, that's doing the right thing.
Obie and Ashley's Doing the Right Thing. Brought to you by Del Air Heating and Air Conditioning.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
Obie, Ashley, K92.3, with more of that money coming around the corner at 8 o'clock. You'll get that keyword to text in to win $1,000. Now, Ashley took the next couple of days off, so this way she could hit the waters, get some much-needed and deserved vacation time under her belt. And if you missed where she is, and you could use a little inspiration as to what you're going to do this summer, this is us catching up with Ash yesterday. Ashley, you're significantly more tan than you were yesterday.
I knew you were going to say something, but at least this time, my wrists and stuff aren't all orange. Because of the spray tan I got last night.
It's nice and evened out.
Yeah, I made sure. I took extra time to, like, you know,
okay,
buff it out.
Can I speak on behalf of dudes all over the place who probably say this to their women? Because my wife does this too. Right before a trip, why do you guys do the spray tan?
I know.
Why?
And the fact that we're going to be in the sun the whole time.
Like you're going to get it
you
naturally.
Know why? You know why? Because in our heads, we're so psychotic that we think that being tanner makes us look better and thinner. Like, in our clothes and bathing suits. Like, legit, that is the reason. If someone hasn't admitted that, it's okay. Because tanner's supposed to make you look slimmer. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, I think that's probably most women's reason behind it. Although, yeah, like a little color. I mean, I don't mind when I'm not tan. I think it definitely is just some more. It makes you look a little more toned if you need it.
Okay, yeah, you do look nice and bronzed.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, okay, so if you can, just share everybody again because I won't have you on the show. The fact that you're going out to the beach.
Well, we're going out to the southwest coast of Florida, which is where both my husband and I grew up, and hopefully catch some tarpon. That's the main goal this trip. I would like to get one hooked on the line at least, bring it in to the boat, to the side of the boat.
What can you say about tarpon to people who don't fish?
It is.
What's the allure?
It's like one of the, I don't know it well enough to say it's one of the hardest fish to catch because I don't think that's the case, but I think it's just, they put up such a fight and they're hard to wrangle in, but they're so cool. Like when you see them out there and they're kind of one of those like classic Florida fish that have been around forever as far as people going to catch, like way back in the black and white photo days, you know, back in Southwest Florida. If you go down to any of Boca Grande or those museums, you see the fishermen and the pride in catching tarpon. And it's just so, it's a cool thing. And when it's tarpon season and they're swimming in their pools, there's nothing like the sight of them. It's really cool. And then, like, my best friend and her husband that are coming, we're going to go. He's a charter captain out of St. Pete, usually on the side of being a paramedic and EMT.
Oh, man. So that definitely changes the game when you go with somebody who knows the spots.
For sure.
Somebody who knows the tide. Somebody who knows the calculations of all that.
We're hoping. So he doesn't go down to the area that we're going to often, but at least he knows, like, the basics. Because then there's other, you know, like maybe snook or something like that we can catch.
Yeah.
And that'll be fun. Like, more mangrove style. But the tarpon, that, like, the last time we went, we had one hooked, but we lost it almost right away. I mean, they're beasts.
Well, that's the worst feeling when you lose one because you're like, okay, all we got to do is get another one. All we got to do is get another one, but it took you that much time to get that first one.
I will say my favorite part of it is not even necessarily catching a tarpon, is catching the blue crabs in the pass at night. You go and you go into the pass for as bait.
Yeah.
And you get these nets, and my friend and I, it's like literally kids in a candy store. We're like, oh, go over there. You got to get over there. We got nets, like, collecting them in the past. And, you know, you get excited because you're like, yes, we're going to use these to catch something.
Okay, so how many days? How many days are we fishing? And listen, the reason why I want to expand on this is because you may be inspiring somebody who this summer, as the kids get off of school, you know, as college lets out for a little bit.
Oh,
you
for
know?
Sure. Well, and let me tell you that because we're not experts. Yesterday, I'll tell you about the kids, my two nephews are not out of school yet, but they went tarpon fishing yesterday with a guide and my sister-in-law. So there are guides out there that can take you to do this stuff. Like, you don't have to know what you're doing if you just want the experience, but we're going to
You're supporting local business too.
Totally.
You know, at the same time, and you're going to hopefully catch something better than if you were by yourself.
I know. And then we'll be there till Sunday. So super excited.
Yeah. Awesome. Well deserved. And again, in Ashley's absence, I'll be taking care of the all access next.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obi and Ashley's second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Stu, you were telling us a little bit about Kelly. She's from Vermont, but you were able to convince her to go to the beach, even with this chilly weather we just had?
Yeah, I mean, it's chilly for here, but it's extremely warm for her. So, yeah, I was really excited. I took her to the beach, had a great day, and now I'm not hearing back. So,
when you say you went to the beach, so was this like a beach day? Did you guys get lunch down there? Did you go into shops, or were you literally just sitting on the beach the whole time?
No, we went to lunch. We got drinks. I paid for most of the things. I didn't pay for everything. I thought, maybe is that why I'm not hearing back from her?
Okay, well, all we can do here is, with the number that you provided us, we'll try to get Kelly on the line, and let's talk to her first, okay?
All right.
Hello.
Yes, would love to speak to Kelly, please.
This is Kelly. Who's speaking?
Kelly, my name's Obi, and that's Ashley.
Good morning, Kelly.
So I say that because you've got two voices. There's two of us basically talking to you. We both do a morning radio show for the big station in town, K92.3.
I'm sorry, K92.3.
K92.3. It's the big country station here in town?
In Orlando?
Oh, How did you get my number?
So we got your number from somebody you went on a date with. You went on a date with Stu, and we're trying to get you guys to go on another date, and this time we're going to pay for it.
Okay, and you guys are with some radio station, you said.
Yes, he said that he thought he showed you a good time. He did tell us you were new to town, so welcome to Orlando. He didn't tell us the full story. But is there any way we can get you guys back talking, get you on another date?
First of all, he's right. I am new in town, and I guess that's why I didn't recognize your station. Don't know too much yet. Again, not to beat a dead horse, but I am new in town. And I come from the frigid temperatures of Vermont. Okay. And so to go on a date with Stu to the beach, man, I was looking so forward to it.
So what exactly was the problem with Stu?
Well, I just don't want to be involved in any gang activity.
What?
And, yeah, I mean, the dude put on swim trunks. He was tatted up, right? He had all these tats. And I was looking at them like abstract art, and I'm trying to figure out what these tats are about, and I realize it's a bunch of gang symbols, and I'm just not about that life.
Wait a minute. Okay, so you're saying his tattoos, the tats, they were what?
They were gang symbols.
Are you sure, though? Like, did you ask him, or did you just look at them and be like, you knew what they were? Because I would never know a gang symbol if I saw one.
Well, you know what? And I wouldn't either, except for the fact of, you know, just seeing it here and there, you know, like on TikTok or something. So I asked him what they were, and he explained to me that, yeah, he used to be in a gang. And
wow.
I'm like, yeah, it freaked me out.
Yeah, but you said used to be, right?
Yeah, but isn't that
still kind of crazy? Yeah, because you hear all the time that people that are in a gang, they're never really out of the gang.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that freaked me out, and I couldn't get that out of my mind. And so I didn't know what I was dealing with. And
So then why don't we do this? Because we don't know what we're dealing with either. And I do want to bring Stu on to the line. He is on the line, and he just heard all this. Stu?
Yeah, I'm here. Kelly, I thought we talked about this on the date. I didn't think it was a big deal. I was trying to figure out why I hadn't heard from you, and I didn't even consider that as an option.
Well, you know what? What the heck? I didn't even know that he was going to be on the other line, guys.
Well, Kelly, the only reason why we do this is so this way all of us can talk, and we're trying to get you guys to go on another date.
Well, listen, as he says, he used to be in the game, I'm just not interested in another date. It freaks me out.
Wait, hold on, but guys, can I ask a quick question between the two of you? And I know, Stu, you probably have something you want to say here, but it sounds like Kelly brought this up on the date, Stu. So how did you not know that she had an issue with it? It sounds like she asked you about it and wasn't comfortable with it.
Well, she did, and she was. And then I thought we resolved it, that I explained to her that was completely another, like a lifetime ago for me. That was half my life ago. I was a teenager.
Oh, wow.
People regret tattoos. It's a lot of tattoos to get removed.
Wow.
It's a big, expensive thing down my leg.
When I asked him about it, he did tell me that it used to be a part of his life. And, of course, I was going to act like I was fine with it. It's gang tattoos.
Yeah.
He's going to be like,
gang? I don't know anything about gangs other than what I've seen on Netflix documentaries and on the news. And even having you on the show right now, I'm a little nervous. Not going to lie.
Of course, I was going to act like everything was good while I was with him. I don't know what the guy is capable of.
Oh, wow.
So then what you said on the date was just completely not who you are. You don't believe in second chances. All that stuff you told me was just a lie. So I apologize to you guys at the radio station because apparently I've wasted your time because Kelly is just a liar who doesn't represent herself or believe in what she says.
Okay.
This has been very eye-opening, I think, for all of us.
Yeah. And Stu, you know what? We're just going to chop it up to not a second date. We told you in the beginning that sometimes these things just don't work out.
Home of Obie and Ashley's second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.
It's Obie on K-92.3, Orlando's number one for new country, as we're in the season right now where school's going to be letting out. This week, my kids are done. I know next week you've got other counties that are letting out as well as college. But our country stars, right? People like Luke Combs, Jameson Rogers, we've got some encouraging words for them to the class of 2022. So here's Luke Combs.
Hey, this is Luke Combs. To all you seniors that are graduating this year, I wanted to offer up a huge congratulations to you on this amazing achievement. As each of you step into this exciting new chapter of your life, just enjoy it, enjoy this moment, and do what you want to do. Whether that's using the degree you just got in your hand or not, you going and doing what you want to do and being happy and feeling fulfilled is the most important thing. So to each and every one of you, congratulations and all the best to you going forward.
Again, that's Luke Combs, country superstar. And now Jameson Rogers with a word for those graduating here in 2022.
Hey, this is Jameson Rogers. To all you seniors that are graduating this year, I wanted to offer up a huge congratulations to you on this amazing accomplishment. As each of you step into this exciting new chapter of your life. If you're going to college, man, have fun, but take it serious. It goes by fast. Soak it up and don't drink too much beer. If you're moving to Nashville, Tennessee, or any other city to chase a dream like I did, just be patient, work hard. If you're going to work hard and save as much money as you can for when you get older.
Again, you got our country stars there, Luke Combs and Jameson Rogers. Now, over the next couple of days, I hope you guys are okay with this, but I mean, we got a message from Old Dominion, Mitchell Tenpenny. So some of our biggest names in country, we're going to share with you after we hooked up with them to get those encouraging messages to you, the class of 2022. Now, in my house, as a dad of four, what do my kids feel about school letting out? I'm going to share that moment with you next. Obie and Ashley, K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. Please don't forget about the trip to Seattle to go see Luke Combs in a stadium. I mean, that's amazing, right? Airfare, hotel, all that stuff. Remember that you're getting that opportunity two times a day, 9 a.m., 3 p.m. Now, today, this is interesting because I'm on location with the Diaz family. I've got my kids on, and over the years, you know what's cool is that our audience has been able to hear you guys kind of grow up. So Kennedy right now is on, along with Zach, my oldest, Presley, our second to youngest, and then Kennedy, my oldest daughter. So let's talk about summer plans. All right, you guys are about to be done with school. Any message for people who are done with school, Kennedy?
Enjoy it. You only have so long.
What does that mean?
It doesn't last forever, and school is living torture.
Wow. Okay, that's a real opinion
it
right there.
It stands for 6 cruel hours of our lives.
It's really not that bad. Okay, what grade are you going into, Kennedy?
I'm going into 6th grade.
Okay, so this summer, how would you envision the perfect summer?
Oh, I would love to stay in bed, in my comfy, watching my phone.
In your what?
In my comfy. It's basically a sweater blanket that, like, goes down to your, like, ankles.
It's like a Snuggie. A Snuggie.
Yeah.
Back in the day, yeah, you could buy a Snuggie. Okay, so so you want to be in bed all day. Okay. Hey, well, and I appreciate you being honest. I asked for honesty. Go ahead.
I would love to be eating Nutella straight out of the jar. And I would be love to just be left alone for a good 1 to 2 days.
And just do what?
Watch my phone.
Watch my phone. Okay. All right. Okay, Zach, step up to the mic. So, Zach, my oldest.
Hello, everybody.
Okay, so let's talk about what grade you're going into.
I'm going into 7th grade.
Okay, awesome. Let's talk about your dream summer. Go.
My dream summer would be a lot of traveling. I'm not one to sleep in, so I love to be up and running.
Okay, doing what? Where would you want to travel to?
I really want to go out of the country to see a bunch of stuff that, like, is, like, monuments. I don't know. It would be cool.
Thank you. All right, Presley, my youngest, well, besides Oliver, the baby.
Okay, so I am going into 4th this coming up year, and I am honestly super excited.
Okay, let's talk about your dream summer.
My dream summer would probably be, like, yeah, like, same as Zachary's, like, going to somewhere, but one place that I really want to go to, I want to go to Wyoming.
Why?
So one of my favorite books, it's Stone Fox. We read that in class, and the whole setting is Wyoming. And it sounds like a perfect place.
Okay. That is not on my bucket list of places to go to, so maybe that'll be some place that we go to because you specifically requested Wyoming. I like your idea. Okay, so why don't you give a wrap-up here and give some well wishes to everybody who's going into their summer break right now.
I wish everybody luck, so much luck, luck around the universe, luck, I don't know, luck for everybody, luck for people to go into summer, because I know sometimes summer's hard, sometimes you have to do tutoring in summer.
Okay.
Yeah, hopefully you don't get sunburned if you go to the beach.
Thank you, Presley. Good Thank luck. You, guys.
And to the graduating class of 2022, have a great summer.
And we've got Ashley's All Access coming up next, where we're going to talk about Chris Rock. Just a few weeks after being slapped in front of the world by Will Smith, now being offered something pretty amazing by ABC. Those details next.
Obie and Ashley in the morning. The bridge between you and your favorite stars.
We're catching up with Chase Rice on his farm. He owns bison.
I've got 20 now, and so I've been the farm manager the last 2 or 3 weeks.
What?
And it's been...
What does that entail?
I got to feed the bison every day. Got to get the chickens, you know, fed, clean the chicken coop. I'm really, really lucky. It's heaven on earth out there for me. And I did not realize how much work goes into that.
Find this entire interview and more in the K92.3 app. Obie and Ashley, weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.